Good morning, sleepyhead. Hi there. Did you sleep well? Oh, poor little thing. Practically shaking in your boots. Or you would be, if you had any clothes that fit you at all. Don't you recognize me? It's me, Dr. Mimi, your therapist. No, silly. I'm not a giantess, although you certainly make me feel like one. Poke. No, I just shrunk you about 5 inches tall, about small enough to use my coffee cup as a hot tub. Relax. You're in safe hands. This is the first phase of your new treatment for your stress. It works like this. You've been having issues because you take too much responsibility in your life. Too many projects, too many obligations. You're not responsible for everyone's happiness, and trying to shoulder all that weight is causing all sorts of problems. See? You're already shaking your head. You don't even realize how hard you've been on yourself lately. You're internalizing other people's expectations of you. I realized talk therapy just wasn't going to work as long as you still thought you could be Superman and keep being everything to everyone. So we're not doing that anymore. Consent? Oh, honey, if I asked for your consent, that would have defeated the whole purpose. Our little conversation about ending your talk therapy was just more evidence that you weren't making any progress. You never left the denial stage. It doesn't matter if you feel like you can handle the pressure without this treatment. The point is that you don't have to. I'm going to take your responsibilities all away from you, and you're going to feel a lot better. That's the right starting place. And later we can talk about what responsibilities you actually want, what's healthy, but right now, with all the balls you're juggling, you're not ready for that conversation. Oh, you hear that? Your phone is ringing. It's work. I already told them you were taking time off, and yet they're still calling you. I couldn't ask for a better illustration. You're already starting to look anxious again. Hey, where do you think you're going? Not on my watch. I think I want you to stay right there, mister. Oh, how about that? One finger and you're pinned to my bed. Cute. Are you going to get that? Just relax. Your voicemail will get it. And they need to learn not to rely on you for every little thing. You're a person, not just a worker. I want you to think about that. And really let it sink in. Work does not define who you are, and it doesn't decide your value. You are a valuable person. No strings attached. At least, you might as well really listen to me, since you've got nothing better to do. I can keep you effortlessly pinned down as long as it takes. Listen to your doctor, okay? Doctor knows best. I made you powerless for your own good, to give you room to heal and detox your mind. Now, tell me that you're small and weak. You need to admit it. Tell me more. In a very real sense, you're my prisoner, and I will jail you until I see fit to release you. How does that make me feel? Oh, don't mind that. I'm just manually stimulating my vagina. Trust me, it's all part of the process. would your doctor stick her hand down her panties in front of you if it wasn't medically necessary? Trust my judgment. You don't really have an option now, do you? You're even cuter when you're small. I'll admit it. There's times when I thought about you coming up behind me, wrapping your arms around my waist, your breath on my neck. That's kind of a masculine power too, isn't it? And it's gone, because you're toy-sized now. And while we're playing the honesty game, can you feel my power? Pinning you down with one hand, playing with myself with the other. I can do whatever I want to you. And to a certain extent, I will. Using you is the lesson. Good. You finally stopped squirming. Does that mean you've accepted my power over you? Good. Oh, your face is so cute right now. You're so small. I can wrap my fingers around your waist without even trying. Like a toy. You look scared. Oh, maybe you should be. Just a little. I'd read reports about subjects being unsettled about seeing their doctor up close. It's hard to ignore just what a giant I am compared to teeny tiny you. Feeling my breath roll across your body. Your hands are smaller than my fingernails. You're helpless, aren't you? Say it. It's part of your therapy. Very good, pet. And your little tummy rumbling means you're ready for your next lesson. How are you going to get food for yourself? You might break your leg if you jump off the bed. If you carefully make your way to my kitchen, who's to say if you'll be able to get onto the counter? Or if there'll be anything easy for you to access. It might take you hours to find something. Days to figure out how to get at it. That sounds so hard, doesn't it? So what are you going to do to make sure your needs are met? That's right. You're going to ask me for help. Go on. So polite. You really aren't used to asking anyone for anything, are you? It's not weakness to ask for help. When people care about you, the opportunity to help you is a gift. And I'm taking responsibility for you, so you can rely on me to feed you, to take care of you. Count on me. What a good boy. Now, I could make you the teeniest, tiniest sandwich. But luckily, I've been reading up on the latest research on tiny therapy. And there's a very special diet I've prepared for you. It integrates with your therapy to treat internalized shame and toxic masculinity because it taps into a primal relationship. One of a mommy, so big, soft, and warm. and her little boy. And you look very, very little to me. When's the last time someone cradled you so gently in their arms? When's the last time someone brushed your head and told you everything was going to be all right? Too long, I know. It is going to be all right, darling. Let Mommy undo her blouse. She has plenty of milk for you. All for you. Oh, gosh. The paper didn't mention your head would probably be smaller than my nipple. That's all right. Open wide for me, baby. I'll just squeeze my tit with my other hand. All over your face. Like drinking from the fire hose. There you go. Just do the best you can. Such a good sweetheart boy. You can't help making a mess. I know. I know you always try your best. That matters to me. It's the reason I like you so much. It's why I want to help you so much. You're a good boy. What's that, sweetie? How am I going to touch my pussy while I feed you? Oh, shh. Just drink up. That's plenty for you to think about. Mommy will touch herself some more, all in good time. Besides, your warm body feels so good against my tit. Drink. Drink as much as you can. Good boy. My good, sweet boy. I really am proud of you. You're making so much progress today. Your little hands feel so good on my breast. It's heavy for you, isn't it? You don't try to have to hold it up. Just cuddle it. Let the softness sink down on top of you, like a heavy blanket. You're safe in my bosom. But you only have two hands. What's that third thing poking into me? Do you have a mommy fetish? An Oedipal complex? You can tell your doctor. What is it about being overwhelmed by milk that's given you such a hard stiffy? Let's take care of that. Oh, baby, that's perfectly natural. I didn't mean to tease you. Whatever feeling you're having right now is a feeling that's okay to have. You've drunk so much milk, and you're getting so much attention from a big, overwhelming, soft, feminine figure. Of course your penis is hard. Is it uncomfortable, baby? Do you want to give me your special milk? This is a medical question, sweetie. Tell your doctor where you want to put your penis. It's okay, sweetie. You need to be honest about your needs. And right now, you're very, very erect. Your body is telling you it needs something. Somewhere warm and wet and welcoming. Maybe a little tight or undulating. Good. I do have a very pretty mouth, don't I? I saw you getting a good look at it earlier. Here. See how big my tongue is? Look at your little twitching cock. You want to come all over my tonsils, don't you? And the best part of this is, Since you're pocket size, I can just hold you up with one hand and pleasure myself with the other. Again, sweetie, rubbing my pussy is 100% medically necessary for your treatment. Although emptying your testes is just for fun. You taste so good. You got a little sweaty under my breast. Does my tongue feel good? Going up and down your body. Running up and down your cock. I almost lost it for a second, like a tic-tac. That's it, darling. Just hold on to my upper lip. Let me give you a little suck. Oh, baby. Was that intense? All those cute little yelps are really getting me. Kind of makes me want to suck. Harder. And harder. That's it, baby. Take a moment. Just enjoy my tongue working from the small of your back. Along your bottom. Between your legs. Swirling your balls around. And finally, running up your shaft. Your testes look so yummy. I think I'll take them into my mouth with your little cock. Your taste. The last dregs of milk. With a stink of arousal and fear, I could just eat you up. You better come soon, babe. Come for me. Come. Did you come? So little, but so worth it. Thank goodness. I don't know how much longer I could have held out. Now, it's time. My pussy needs you. Mommy needs her little boy right now. Smell my arousal. Let it intoxicate you. Mommy wants your little hand right here on her clit. Oh. Your tiny fingernails digging in. Oh, I'm so wet for you. So ready. See how my cave is drooling, calling for you, hungry for you. Reach your little hand in there. Can you touch Mommy's G-spot? Oh, you'll need to go in deeper. To your elbow. To your shoulder. More. You're so small. And I need filling up. I need more of you. More. I'm shoving you in.
Breathe, Mommy's arousal. My pussy will fill your lungs. Accept me. Mommy won't hurt you. Deeper. I need you deeper in my pussy. Oh, you found it. Don't let go of Mommy's spot. Dig your thumbs into it. You're gonna make me come. Just gonna get your ankles completely inside me. More. Come on, my cervix. You're tickling it. Oh, you're so close. Oh, come inside me. Oh, come inside Mommy. You're home inside me. I'll let you into my deepest, deepest place. And you'll be mine. You'll be Mommy's boy. Peaceful bliss. And in a few days, I'll let you back into the world. And when you're ready, I'll unshrink you when you're ready to face life. But we'll have to bond, therapist and client, mommy and son, lovers forever. And my little boy will give me that cute ass of his whenever I'm feeling frisky. Don't worry. Mommy knows best. I'm your doctor, after all.